views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Welcome to the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel. Artie is renowned psychic medium, spiritual life coach, and entertaining motivational speaker. Sky's given talent of inner guidance gives her the ability to interpret feelings and images impressed upon her by the spirit world. Call now for answers from your guardian angels and loved ones at 800-930-2819. And now here are your hosts, Artie and Sky.
All right, welcome back, everybody. You're with Artie and Sky, Angels and Answers, and we are the dynamic duo.
Da-da-da!
That's right. We love having fun with you guys, and we love doing the show. And it really is. It's a lot of fun, and it's just really cool to be in this position. And like I said, I can't say enough wonderful things about that, of us doing what we do.
And our great audience. I mean, we love you guys.
Yeah.
We love when you call in.
Yeah, and it's a lot of fun. Let's see, if you wanted to call in, it's 800-930-2819. If you want a free reading from Sky and I.
Yeah.
800-930-2819. So if you want a free reading from Sky, I charge.
No. I charge too. Because I know I'm going to get 4,000 calls later.
That would be great. Here we are. We're doing readings. I was just thinking, we're doing readings over the
cool
air.
Cool Sky.
We'll just take your credit card. Just tell us over the air so everyone else can hear. So
we have a couple of people still waiting for us today. We have a busy day today, and I love it. We have a Melina from Connecticut. Brian, am I right?
That is correct.
Okay, Melina, how are you, darling?
Is she there?
I don't know.
I patched her through. Melina, are you with us?
All right, let's go to somebody else, Brian.
Okay, we have somebody else, and her name...
Linda from Connecticut. Linda. Come on in.
Linda, you there?
Linda, can you hear us?
Linda...
Papa, can you hear me?
Right.
Okay, let's have these two callers. There she is.
Linda, you there? We're not getting her, Brian.
All right, keep talking and we'll have them call back, okay?
All right, sweetie. Maybe
not
you can get in touch
with
them.
So try again, girls. Next time, don't go to the bathroom while we're doing our thing.
Just wait for us. We will get to you, I promise.
We will get to you.
I know it's frustrating sometimes, and sometimes readings go over a little. But you will get your turn.
Oh, you'll get yours.
You'll get yours. You understand? You'll get yours. Okay. It says here, Melina from Connecticut, but she's not on yet? No. Okay.
Not a problem.
So
we were talking about the topic before of grabbing the bull by the horns and, taking control of your life. And, don't be a victim to anybody else. Or to other circumstances. And sometimes it's just a temporary situation.
Right.
But when there is like no end in sight and you're constantly feeling like you have to accommodate everybody and you're not making yourself happy, you have to start being more self-serving. And I say this with love in my heart, allow yourself to be greedy. Greedy as a son of a gun on your behalf, which means greedy and self-love. And, don't feel bad about taking care of yourself while you're having to take care of everyone else's needs, because so many people, endless amounts of people, especially all you mothers out there, they have a tendency to only be the giver and not allowing themselves to receive.
True.
And what happens is that you condition everybody else to think like this and to be like this. So, you make people around you, they are the way they are, and because you've helped create this. So now allow yourself to start taking care of yourself. And like I said, grab the bull by the horns, start prioritizing everything in your life, and stop settling. And, you know, life is a journey and you need to enjoy the process of life, the journey in life. Forget about the destination. In life, there is no destination. All right. That it's just a continuous journey. And it's about creating the quality of life to make it as pleasurable and as fun as possible, rather than saying, oh, damn, you know, everything stinks. What?
What I wanted to say is Melina is back.
Okay.
So let's get to her. And we'll give her a chance now to talk. Melina, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. How are you?
Good, honey, good. What can we do for you today?
Okay. I have a question about my career. Recently, I'm transferring to another school, and I'm kind of contemplating on going into medical field. And I want to know, what do you guys pick up on that?
Oh, I definitely pick up medical. Without a doubt. I think you're going to have to go to another school, though. What is
another
it that you're
school?
A teacher now?
Oh, I'm not a teacher.
Oh, I thought you worked in a school. I'm sorry.
I thought you just said you're
in a school as far as
you're a student, not as a teacher.
Yeah, a student. Yes, a student.
Yeah, I definitely feel you leaning towards medical. Don't be apprehensive, because I also feel a lot of apprehension around you about that.
Yeah.
And you're gonna be contemplating the fact that, oh my God, what did I get myself into because mm-hmm. of the amount of loans and all the work and all I'm saying is, in the long run, you're gonna thank us that you went through all the BS and all the crap to do what you have to do to become, you know, a nurse or go into medical field. It's going to pay itself off. So just pay your dues now and put your nose to the grindstone.
Okay, because I was thinking like doctor. Do you think that's the route, or nurse?
No, I don't see you as a doctor, but you know what I do see you as? I don't see you a nurse either. I see you as a nurse practitioner. It's like a combination of the two. And I feel that you are going to weigh the pros and the cons about being a doctor and being a nurse. And I think that you are, and I don't think, I know you're going to come up with nurse practitioner.
You're going to end up owning a gorgeous home that has a fantastic view. Like it's a home up on a hill of some sort. And it's like on top of a valley or on top of a mountain in a sense. And it overlooks like the entire valley of a city or something. But I see your house on top of a large hill that has an incredible view. And it's like, if I'm not mistaken, you're going to end up living in a house with a three-car garage. And it's going to be absolutely stunning. And your house is also going to be very pristine. So as far as – and I feel like are you on your own now, or are you in a relationship?
No, I'm single, but since I'm a student, I'm still living with my parents just for financial purposes.
Okay, all right, no problem, because I have a feeling you're going to end up being with – it's going to be a dual-win situation for you, because I have a feeling you're going to end up meeting the partner in your life who is also in the medical field, and you're going to live a very, very comfortable lifestyle, but, you know, the two of you are going to be working a lot, you know, so you're definitely in the right position, and just – keep, you know, moving in this direction, because it's going to be a win-win for not only your education and for your profession, but I also feel like you're going to meet the love of your life while you're going after your medical stuff.
I have to tell you, he's really so right about love and affairs like that. Also, I want to tell you, I'm feeling as though you're an A-type personality, so you're very conscientious and you don't let up on something that you want. And I also see you being very, like, a neat freak, very organized.
I try my best, but yeah,
just you saying I try means that, you know, you're not even satisfied with yourself, because you are such a perfectionist that even your perfection is not perfected enough for you. So I am definitely feeling that you should go for the nurse practitioner. What do you think about
that? You're in the right medical field. You're in the right direction going after the medical field.
Without a doubt.
Like I said, there's going to be a lot of inconveniences and you're going to have your doubts, but just stay true to that. And you're going to see in the long run, it's definitely going to pay itself off.
Without a doubt. You're headed on the right track, sweetie.
I hope so, because it's like I've been doing a lot of thinking, so.
Yeah.
No, you're on the right track. Don't say I hope so. We're telling you, you're on the right track.
You are on the right track. That's from spirit. When we say I think or I know, it's really not us. It's actually from spirit. But we have such a relationship with spirit that, you know, that's the way we come across.
We make the mistake if every now and again we say we think. It's not a matter of what we think. It's what we feel and what we see. Mm-hmm. So, because there's no thinking involved, because the thinking comes from the mind.
The
thinking comes from the mind. The feeling comes from spirit. The knowingness and the feeling comes from spirit. When you think, it's coming from your mind, but it doesn't come from us. I get what you're saying.
I get what you're saying.
That's what I'm saying. So, but any case, so you're good. Don't worry about it.
Yes, you will make the right choices, and I believe the right choices is medical.
Yeah, so you're going to have a healthy quality lifestyle, unless if you choose not to go through it, then, you know, we'll see you at the ice cream store.
Right, and everybody has free will. Everybody has free will. Just because we're telling you this and you choose not to do it, everything could be different.
Yeah, it could change things. So if we tell somebody that, you know, oh, you're going to be a millionaire or you're going to be very successful, well, if you choose just to sit on your dupa, then
you're not going nowhere.
And that's it. But we got to go for a break right now. So it was a pleasure speaking with you.
Good luck.
And stick around, everybody, because Sky and I, we're going to be right back right after this commercial break.
To the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel every Thursday for a two-hour show, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Artie and Sky deliver spiritual and motivational messages with passion and a sense of humor. Call in 800-930-2819 for live and on-air readings. Visit ArtieHoffman.com and SkyOfAngels.com.
Put a little woo-hoo in your life with Keys. Keys Clear Protein Waters have 22 grams of smile-making, attitude-adjusting protein in every bottle. Did I mention its tongue-tingling taste? Not just another guilty pleasure. With Keys, you'll enjoy every low-sugar sip and freedom from gluten, lactose, and GMOs. Who needs the fountain of youth when you can find Keys on Amazon or at Keys, K-E-E-S, please.com. Put a little woohoo in your attitude with Keys Protein Water.
We Carry the Light with host Dr. Susan Allison is the show that inspires you to find the light within and shine your light in the world. You'll hear from guests who model how to be the highest, brightest, most evolved, fulfilled, and conscious humans possible. Tune in each Thursday, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern, on TransformationTalkRadio.com, and let Dr. Susan help you discover that you carry the unique light that only you can shine.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's T-H-E-D-R-PatShow.com for listening times in your area.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
My dream is to end homelessness.
My passion is living a green life.
My dream is to end poverty.
My passion is volunteering.
My passion is making a difference.
My dream is to cure Lyme disease.
My passion is rebuilding communities.
My passion is helping those in need.
My passion is caring for the elderly.
My dream is to find a cure for cancer.
My dream is to leave a better world for my children.
We all have that special passion, that lifelong dream that drives us to live our lives with meaning and to create a better world. No matter what drives you, we can all make an impact. Dr. Pat Basile is helping others make their dreams come true so we can all help make our world a better world.
To learn more about how Dr. Pat is building a community of sharing hope, strength, funds, knowledge, and information, visit abetterworldcrowdfunding.com today. That's abetterworldcrowdfunding.com.
Welcome back, everybody. You want to know something? I get in these modes where I love listening to the oldies, 60s, 70s.
Oh, so do I.
They put me in such a good mood.
Right? They bring up your spirit.
They really do. It brings me back to the yesteryears.
And the Jersey Boys.
The Jersey Boys is fantastic.
I know.
Yeah. And if you want to see a great play, you got to see Motown. Phenomenal play. Motown, I would say, is just as good as Jersey Boys, if not better. It's literally that fantastic. Even if you weren't as big into Motown back then, the energy of that play, of that show, and the singing is phenomenal. They look like each individual person. They sound like them. I mean, they hit them dead on. And it's so entertaining. And when the show was over, like, nobody wanted to leave. It was like the energy was that good. It was amazing. And so now my next play I want to go see is Carole King, the one on Carole King.
Oh, I love Carole
because
King.
She wrote like a gazillion songs.
You have no idea.
Yeah, and I definitely, that's probably my next hit I want to see on Broadway.
If I'm not mistaken, she wrote "You're So Vain."
She did,
and she wrote that for Kris Kristofferson. Kris Kristofferson.
Oh, I thought it was Warren Beatty.
No, it was Kris Kristofferson.
"You're So Vain" was Carly Simon.
Oh, Carly Simon.
Oh, that's right, Carly Simon.
Yeah, not Carole King, Carly Simon.
You're right.
He is the professional Googler.
I'm telling you. What would we do without you, Bri?
Carly Simon.
No, I just heard you say it, so that's why I chimed in.
I'm happy you did. Thank you for correcting us, because I was dead sure it was her. But now that you said Carly Simon.
Yeah, Carly Simon, yeah.
Yes, absolutely. Very good.
That
very
was
good.
Great. Yeah. So, any case, if you have the time to go to New York City and you want to see some really rock solid, guaranteed great times, you want to see the Jersey Boys, you want to see the show on Carly Simon, you want to see Motown, you're not going to be disappointed. Book of Mormons, another great show. There's one song that was very offensive. Yeah. I had a hard time going through. Yeah. It was one song, and it curses God. But it was based on sarcasm. You know, if you saw it, it's put in context. It's not just to curse God.
Yeah.
It is. But it's like they do it with a twisted sense of humor.
Yeah.
That was the only time I had a hard time, dealing with watching that play. The rest of the play before and after that song was amazing. It was. But
I don't like that.
Yeah. So
So, well, we have a Debbie waiting for us from New Jersey.
Hi, Debbie.
I'm not Debbie. I'm Linda.
Oh, Linda, you're back. Great, 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 great. Thank you for coming back, honey. We didn't think you were on or didn't come back yet, so we went to the next one.
No, no,
but
the phone
yes,
got
you're
disconnected.
Next. Hi, Linda. How are you?
I'm very good. I know Artie from several years ago, and I'm calling tonight because I just wanted to know what you all think of a situation that I'm having. With somebody that I just absolutely fell in love with at first sight 15 years ago. And we've just recently started to have an affair with one another. And it's just amazing that after all of this time, and I have to say, because Artie, you told me, when I asked you, am I going to be with this man? And you said, you sure are.
He's good like that.
So, he,
listen,
and
I think that, is he married?
Were a man.
Yeah, they both are, right?
No, he's not married.
Oh.
Oh, he's not married and you are?
Yes.
I think that this is
a very long time and I am in a very unhappy marriage.
Oh, okay. So what are you waiting for?
I don't know. I guess I just don't know what I'm waiting for.
I have a feeling you're just dealing with guilt.
Yeah, so do I.
And I think once you get past the guilt, once you take some pills, you'll be fine.
No. I don't take pills.
Listen to me. He's absolutely right. You are dealing with guilt.
No, I don't feel any guilt. I don't. That's why I think it's so... in a way, right, because I don't feel any guilt. I feel
if you
don't
didn't feel any guilt, then you wouldn't stay where you are right now.
Right, and we're not talking about that kind of guilt. Psychologically, when we spend a lot of years with a person, we feel psychologically connected.
Bonded.
Yes. And what you have to get over is, maybe we said the wrong word by saying guilt, but you have to get over that psychological bonding to know that you are really going through in some type of way, a death. Now, even though you don't love him and you love somebody else.
I understand now what you mean. Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes, I do. I do understand.
And you're going to have to make that choice whether you want to deal with the grief of death now, even though it's hypothetical death. It is really going through a death. It's a mourning period. And but once you get over that mourning period, and once you get over the fact that you did what you did and you're now living the life that you've always been intended to live, happy, then I think that this is going to be amazing. But I want to just give you one point that my angels are telling me. After you divorce your husband, they are letting me know adamantly, do not marry this man for 6 months because you will not be giving this man a fair chance. Do you understand?
Okay.
And the reason I'm saying that, and the reason they're telling me that is because the mourning period will last 6 months. You have to start liking yourself again. You have to start losing
the feeling of that bad feeling.
Not only
of breaking off.
Yeah, and also his likes. And you have to start learning the likes of the new one. So what you need to do is take 6 months or at least 3 alone to get your head together, and then jump right into your second one. Do you understand?
Mm-hmm.
Allow yourself time.
I don't see myself ever wanting to get married again. But, to be with
Don't worry. You say that now, but as time goes on, and you don't want to lose him, and, you know, a lot of people say that, and I understand that what you feel right now is your truth in the now, but eventually your values are going to change about that.
Even living with him would be, even if you didn't have that piece of paper, what's the big deal? It's the living with him that's the big deal. Just give yourself that separation time. Just don't jump into living with him.
It won't happen right away, but you'll see that it'll happen. And this is what the theme of our show was, you know, when we were talking about earlier, is grabbing the bull by the horns rather than just sitting and thinking and overanalyzing. Just go ahead and do what you have to do and set up all the emotional groundwork. And again, just do what has to be done, and you'll achieve your goals. Trust me, you're going to achieve your goals. So, you know, don't beat yourself up over it.
The other thing, no, I don't want to. The other thing is I'm very worried about my husband's health because he doesn't, you know, he doesn't take care of himself and, you know, he doesn't listen to me. And I just want to know if you have any sense about.
We would love to. That. Right now we have to go to a break.
Just hold on, and I have something to respond to you with that.
All right, so stick around. All right, everybody, stick around, because Sky and I, we're going to be right back right after this commercial break.
How confident do you feel about your retirement? Ask Ameriprise financial advisor Jeff Packman about the exclusive Confident Retirement Approach. Together, you and Jeff can break down retirement planning step by step to get to the real answers you need. Call Jeff Packman financial advisor today at 425-453-0272. Office is located at 601 108th Avenue Northeast, Suite 1800 in Bellevue, Washington, 98004. The Confident Retirement Approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated, a registered investment advisor. Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated, member of FINRA and SIPC.
Tune in to Prescience Life Radio with host Mia Simone. Mia is devoted to sharing her extensive knowledge on the invisible worlds of energy. Join Mia and discover the science of intuition and connect with your greatest gift. Start living in your potential today and every day by opening up to the power of inner knowledge. To learn more about Mia, visit PrescienceLife.com.
Welcome to Smile Big, nominee of Seattle's Top Dentist Awards. Here at Smile Big, we offer restorative, cosmetic, and preventative dentistry. Some of our regular dental services include tooth-colored fillings, crowns, bridges, implants, bleaching, cosmetic bonding, and complete smile restoration. Dr. James Rosenwald and Dr. Susan Aptener won't be smiling until you are smiling. Call now to schedule a visit with Seattle's top dentists. Our number is 425-454-4040. You can even visit our website at smilebig.com.
Introducing the Lucid Planet, a digital gathering place featuring cutting-edge, high-vibrational content that will empower and inspire you to become the greatest version of yourself. Visit the Lucid Planet today to stimulate your mind, body, and soul as you connect with a global community of like-minded people. The Lucid Planet is edited by renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly Neff, who is here to help you cope with anxiety, connect to your higher purpose, uncover your true passions, and live your dreams. Dr. Kelly's fresh, compassionate perspective emphasizes growth, transformation, healing, and thriving. Even in the face of adversity, say goodbye to bad news and low vibrational media for good and become part of the larger collective of people working together to navigate the global shift of consciousness and transform the world from within. Join the planet, the Lucid Planet. Visit thelucidplanet.com. Welcome home.
All right, welcome back, everybody. You're with Artie and Sky. And, you know, before we continue our conversation, I just wanted to mention to everybody that if anyone wants a private reading, whether it be in person or over the phone, and Sky and I were based out of New Jersey, we're just as accurate over the phone as we are in person. And we also do parties. We're a riot at weddings, funerals, and bar mitzvahs. And if you want to give us as a gift certificate to somebody who you feel could use a healing or who could use some
That's
insight.
That's a lovely idea, actually.
Yeah, and also, you know, if maybe somebody who you really love and care about needs answers, but they don't have the money and you want to pitch in to help them out. That would, you know, that would, that's, it's a wonderful gift. It really is. So allow our angels to help the people who you really care about. And Sky's number, if you want a reading from Sky, is 908-500-1474. And my number is 877-ANGEL-02. And also check out my website, artiehoffman.com, artiehoffman.com. And so right now we have our other caller, Linda.
Hi there.
Hey, sweetheart.
I'm holding for the answer that Sky wanted to give to me.
All right, give.
All right. You know, Linda, it's so funny. When Spirit talks to me, you have to understand these are not my thoughts. So
when, I just said, what's the answer?
I don't know what we were talking about. It went completely out of my head.
Uh-oh, you said to Linda,
I was asking,
you know,
about
it was talking about her about her husband who was sick.
Oh, yes.
No.
Okay.
Wait,
I got it.
What? Didn't you say your husband was sick?
Yeah.
Well, I was concerned. Worried that he was going to get sick.
He doesn't take care of himself.
Right.
This is what I wanted to tell you. And this is what I got from Spirit. When you leave, he will take full care of himself because he does not have you to depend on anymore. So
He will step up to the plate.
He's not going to just die. He is going to definitely take care of himself. Now, right now, he probably is very needy, and you're falling into the needy trap. Okay? But when he sees that he's alone, he's got to take care of himself, and he's probably no fool, and he will do it. He will step up to the plate.
I'm going to tell you something very funny.
Oh, excuse me. Let me just say one more thing. I'm so sorry to interrupt
you. No, don't worry about it.
Listen, you remember what you said? You had no guilt before? This is a form of guilt. So there is guilt issues. Okay? You said to me before you weren't guilty. You're guilty because you're leaving him. You feel like you're abandoning him, and he's had poor health, and he's not going to take care of himself. Do not feel those feelings. Those are not. Don't put yourself in that position.
You're not responsible for his life.
Right. You're not responsible for somebody else's life. You're responsible for your life. If you could help somebody out, absolutely, without a question. Right. But you're not responsible for his life. So take that guilt right out of your mind.
So allow your life to grow.
Right.
And move on and be happy. And, you know, you could release that. And if you want to start saying some prayers to help you through this process, and I literally do mean prayers.
Yeah.
You know, so that, you know, you could feel the compassion and the love coming down for yourself and also going for your husband.
I saw
a very funny card not too long. I forgot where I saw it, but it said, I'm going to give my spouse a get well card, and not that they're sick. I just feel like they can get better.
That's cute. Right.
And so, I have a feeling, I have a big feeling, Linda, that your husband has a tremendous knowledge of what's going on. If not 100%, but he knows for sure, it's intuitively. Okay.
It's like a feeling.
Okay. Yes.
But the relationship has been over for a while emotionally. So,
he knows.
You guys kind of got used to being uncomfortable and, you know, used to being comfortable in the uncomfortableness.
Right.
So.
And he's going to definitely play on that sick stuff just to keep you around. Trust me. He's going to try everything in his power not to release you because, let's face it, no man wants to wash his own clothes, go to work, feed himself, cook at night, clean his house, okay? So drop that guilt. You're God wants everybody to be happy. You know what I mean?
I do, and I feel like the angels that I have around me have done some of the most incredible things recently to protect me that it absolutely blows my mind.
Aren't they amazing?
Yeah, it's amazing. You know, when you let things go, it's when you try to control too many situations in your life to try to make things happen, whether it be for yourself or on behalf of somebody else. You just have to, a lot of times we just have to put our intentions out there and put our prayers out there and literally ask for what we want. And then the universe will just take over and make everything right.
I'm so glad you mentioned the angels, because not enough people call in their angels. And boy, they are the front line for us. I tell you, they have helped me through so many horrible situations in my life. I can't even thank them enough. When I go up there, I'll be thanking them for probably a century. You know, I'm serious, because they've helped me through so many things I've never thought I could get through.
But, you know, we're very happy for you that, you know, you have somebody very special, as I'm sure he feels for himself about you. And so, you know, this is just going to be another chapter in your life. And so, you know, the faster you move on it, the faster your new beginnings could happen. But just pace yourself with this. And like Sky said, don't jump into it right away. You know, we're still seeing each other, but as far as making it more like living together and stuff like that. Yeah. But, you know, just allow yourself that shaded area in between, you know, when it goes from one color to the next color, you want that, you know, little shade in between to transform into that, you know, other aspect of your life. But these feelings and what you're going through right now, this too shall pass.
And you give yourself that time to heal, because you said you've been in this marriage for what, 15 years?
Oh no, much longer than that.
Okay. So there's a lot of healing that you have to do emotionally.
And you'll enjoy the rest of your life. And it was a great pleasure sharing time with you.
Thank you so much for calling. And God
Thank
bless
you
and good luck.
So good.
Yeah, take care, Linda.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Our pleasure.
Bye.
Yeah, a lot of people have what's known as golden handcuffs. And I've mentioned this many times before. And golden handcuffs is when you're in a job or in a relationship that you really don't, where you're really not happy, that you don't like, but the benefits are just good enough that keeps you there, or because of an emotional commitment or dependency, but you're still not happy being in it. It's golden handcuffs. You could leave, but, you know, like I said, there's just enough reason in it to keep you there.
Right.
And so, you know, you gotta, you know, it's important to follow your soul.
Yes, very important. And we have another caller. And she is from New Jersey, and her name is Debbie. Debbie, are you with us?
I'm with you. How are you?
We're very well, thank you, honey. How are you?
Okay. You have been doing such amazing readings and messages for everybody. I'm just blown away.
Well,
I haven't listened in a really long time, and I'm just, like, really blown away. And hoping you can just give me just something in general, because I've had a move, and I'm just can't get out of my own way sometimes.
Well, the first thing that I got is either you just got a new car, or maybe not a brand new car, or you're going to be getting a new car, because I'm seeing another car coming your way.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, my car is a 2011, and it's reasonably new. I don't have a lot of miles on it.
Okay, well, for some reason, I literally keep on seeing Bob Barker saying, and you just got a new car. So whether you're winning it or I don't know, but there's going to be another car coming your way. And I feel very strong about that.
Debbie, I feel as though you need to start making lists. Do you know what I mean?
Oh, I make a lot of lists. I make lists for everything all the time.
Okay.
I should do more.
She could just be picking up on what you're actually
doing. But I think the lists that you make don't run from one to another. I'm going to give you like a scenario. Let's say you just moved into a house. Okay.
Okay.
And you have the moving men came and they have all these boxes and all the boxes are all over, but they're marked. So you bring the boxes into the kitchen, you bring the boxes into the bedroom, you bring the boxes in the living room. Don't open up the living room boxes until all the kitchen boxes are put away. Do you understand? And I feel that's what you're doing. You're jumping from one thing to another, and you're not getting anything accomplished.
Or you're getting very little accomplished in a very long period of time.
Yeah.
You just need to coordinate and organize yourself.
That's
all right. And so long as you have written down what's in each box. So it's not a guessing game where you're playing a musical box or musical things with all your stuff, you know, just to mm-hmm. be organized and coordinated during your transfer. And I feel like you're going to be coming across two new friends within the next year who you're going to have a really good bond with. And they're going to be different types of friends, though. One is like you'd be like just a chit-chat friend, and then you're going to have another friend that you're going to like be hanging time with or doing things where they're going out places with. But you're going to end up developing two new really good healthy relationships within the next year.
Can I ask you a question, Debbie? Are you feeling anxiety?
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah.
I just have so much.
What?
I just always have so much that I'm doing all the time, and it just doesn't seem like I have enough time to do it.
Right. I think that you should step away from the picture, the whole picture, okay. except your work. And I think for a week, give yourself a mental vacation. Don't do anything. In that week, just think about yourself. Go for a mani, go for a pedi, you know, go for a massage. Just forget about everything. And then when you come back off that little mental sabbatical, I want you to start organizing your life. I feel that your life is in a little bit of a chaos. And it's I want you to really put down on paper what is truly important and what you don't have to do because you just want to do it. You have to get yourself prioritized.
Just learn to relax.
Okay.
All right, so listen, it was a pleasure speaking with you, but right now we got to go to a commercial break.
Okay, thank you.
All right, you take care and good luck with everything. And just relax, Mon.
Okay.
All right, everybody, stick around because Sky and I, we're going to be right back right after this commercial break.
Ready to thread your life with intuition? Intuit Apparel can help you do just that. This is not just about a piece of clothing. This is about a movement, an awakening, and staying centered in life. Your life. Intuitive and host of the radio show Get Into It, Lynn Brown, was given this image with the intention of a clothing line designed to represent the essence of life itself. Visit intuitapparel.com now and wear your intuition with pride.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Tune in to Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine on TransformationTalkRadio.com and get ready to stir up your passions, remove your blocks, and shift into an entirely new existence. Speaker, teacher, channel, clairvoyant, Leslie Fontaine is a transformation catalyst who channels a powerful energy from Source to catapult listeners into living the life they were born to live. Whether it's shifting from scarcity to abundance, from emotional pain into joy, or from illness into health, Leslie will help you step into the true essence and power of all that you are with the help of the Ascended Masters and Archangels. You will not be the same. Visit TransformationTalkRadio.com for show dates and times, and LeslieFontaine.com to say yes to explosive abundance.
All right, welcome back, everybody. You're with Artie and Sky. We only have a few more minutes left to.
I can't believe it.
Wow, this, yeah, today went by super quick.
Super quick.
And we had a lot of wonderful people calling in.
Yes, we did.
And we had lots of fun, and we connected for a lot of people and helped give people strength and direction. And right. That's what we're all about, baby.
Yes, we got the pipeline.
Yeah, so.
And we're so happy to be able to share our angels' thoughts and our spirit guides' thoughts with all of you who actually need that.
You want to know something? You know, Sky and I, we went to see Tony Stockwell a couple of months ago. We took a class of his for 5 days up in North Jersey. And Tony Stockwell is regarded as one of the best mediums in the world.
Yeah.
And he teaches also, I believe, at the Arthur Findlay Foundation in England and stuff. So he's been doing this for umpteen years. And we took his class. And personally, for myself, I feel like my readings have actually become sharper and better.
Mine's
better. Afterwards. And I think a lot of it has to do with confidence.
Absolutely.
And, you know, because when you're more confident at whatever it is that you're doing, you become a better person. You become more efficient at whatever it is you're doing. And again, it's about releasing the fear factor and just, you know what, this is what it is, you know.
I feel the same way.
And we just talk like we know exactly what the hell we're talking about.
But as you said, What I really found out to be very exciting was Tony Stockwell didn't really tell me anything I didn't know.
Yeah, it was a lot of confirmation of things we already knew.
Yes, and that gave me a lot of strength.
Right, because it wasn't just our thought process, but this is a general conscious thought from the people of the spiritual world.
Right, and we didn't know that. Didn't know that.
And so a lot of times I say things and I didn't hear it from anybody else, but when I speak to the audience and I express my thoughts, how I feel life is or whatnot, and then I hear other people saying the exact same thing.
Right. That's our validation.
That's our validation that the message we're getting from the other side is very accurate.
Absolutely.
So, and, you know, like I said, it's very rewarding, you know, to be able to make a living at doing what we do. And again, you know, if anybody wishes to get a reading from Sky or myself, whether it be together or in person, and we're wonderful on cruises.
Very, very wonderful.
Oh.
More wonderful on cruises than anywhere.
Yeah, we do better out of state in person. So
we do better on the sea.
That's right. So if you're buying, we're flying.
Right.
You know, and we're more than happy to go all over the place if you want us there. Bad enough, we'll be there bad enough. No problem. So we'll give you answers and we'll have lots of fun and it will be a blast.
And I want to really thank our audience, you know, for recognizing that we are trying to make a difference in your lives. As Debbie said, we did hit on a lot of wonderful things to help a lot of wonderful people. And that means so much to us. You cannot imagine how much that means to us. Go ahead.
No, and I just wanted to say Sky's phone number is 908 500 1474, and that's for her personal line. All right, if you want a direct in person or over the phone reading, 908-500-1474, and my number is 877-ANGEL-02. And check out my Facebook, Artie Hoffman, and my website, ArtieHoffman.com. And if you go to ArtieHoffman@gmail.com, you could email me directly. And if you want to set up for a reading or a party or whatever. So, but you'll see, we're very personable for all you people who are nervous as hell about wanting to talk to us. Because a lot of people say, I'm so nervous, or I want to call, or I'm listening to everybody else.
And don't be nervous.
No, it's like talking to us is like talking to one of your best friends.
Absolutely.
It's like, don't worry. So we have a gift.
But remember, everybody has that gift. You know, it's just how far you want to delve into it.
You know, a lot of people are saying, you know, but, you know, I don't want to hear any bad news, or, you know, because Sky and I, we don't tell anybody when they're going to die.
No.
There's no curse hanging over you.
No, that's all baloney.
You know, it's all baloney. And if you're having some bad moments, it's only because your anxiety is getting the best of you.
Yes.
So don't fray over every little stupid little thing that goes wrong in the moments. Just deal with it and move on. But if you make a little thing a big thing, then yes, it's going to be a big thing, and it's going to be, you know, constant. But when you stop allowing a bunch of stupid little things to get the best of you, and you just let things go, or just, you know, things you have to take care of, you take care of, and the things that's not a big deal, just let it go. But stop being so anal. Stop being so, crazy about details and being perfect or being on or hurting everybody's feelings. You can't protect everybody. You just do what feels right in your heart. And you know what? Some people are going to get angry with you no matter what move you make. And that's their problem. But don't let their problem be your problem.
Oh, well said.
That's what I would do if I was president.
You see, I agree exactly what Artie says. It is wonderful to put yourself out there for someone else. And that's what our creator, our God, wants us to do, because we're all brothers and sisters when you come down to it.
We are the world.
We are the world.
We
no,
are
seriously,
the children.
We are brothers and sisters, and he wants us to help each other. But he doesn't want us to help each other to the point where now we're needy. Now we need help. Do you understand?
Yeah, we want, when you're helping out other people, help people become their best. Don't just do everything for them, because then you're really not helping them. If you want to assist somebody as they are trying to make a positive difference in their life or life itself, then that's a great thing. But if you're the one that's always picking up the pieces and always doing most of the work or all of the work for somebody else and not making them responsible for their life, well, that's a big mistake on your part.
Yep.
And let them learn. Because I was talking to my brother today, and back when we were growing up, meaning you and I and everyone of our age group, you know, growing up back in the day, you know, we had to figure things out for ourselves,
and we had
to go without.
Yes.
And what happens is that a lot of parents that had to work so hard, they say, well, I don't want my kids to suffer, and I don't want them to, you know, let them suffer. Let them go through some hard knocks.
Right.
Because this is the way they're going to be sharp with life. Because if you pansy them too much, you're only satisfying a moment, but you're killing them in the long run.
That's so wise.
And right now we have to wrap up, baby.
Oh, I can't believe it's over.
So from my mouth to God's ears.
From his mouth to God's ears.
From Sky's mouth to God's ears.
From both of our big mouths.
To God's ears. Hopefully he's got more than one ear, two ears. He's got many ears. But we'd like to bless you with all the love, happiness, and prosperity and health.
Yes.
For you, your family, and your friends. And always keep that healthy, loving relationship with God and the angels. They are listening, and don't ever be afraid to ask. And
please.
And that's where the magic will happen. So till next week, everybody.
God bless you all. It's been a pleasure, and I will see you next week.
Take care.
Bye.
You've been listening to Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel. Tune in every Thursday for this great two-hour show at 2 p.m. Pacific and 5 p.m. Eastern Time. And remember to call in at 800-930-2819 to get answers from your guardian angels and loved ones. Artie and Sky have helped thousands of people with remarkable accuracy as they tune in, use their intuitive gifts and inner guidance, and communicate with people's angels and loved ones who have passed.
passed on. To schedule your session, call Artie at 877-ANGEL-02 and visit ArtieHoffman.com, and call Sky at 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com for personal or group readings. And tune in next week for this fabulous hit show.